What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hello everyone, it's your girl Cheekies, and you've reached the voicemail box for Dear Cheekies. I'm here to give you advice on anything and everything you need help with. Maybe you're going through a breakup, maybe you're having issues with your family, or maybe you need help figuring out how to balance your checkbook, or how to start a business. Whatever the case is, I want to hear from you. Remember, these are my thoughts and opinions, and if you're suffering from an issue or hardship, you should seek help from a qualified professional. All right, now go ahead and leave your question at the sound of the beep.
Hey, good morning, Cheekies. I just have a question to ask you. You know, being the fact that you're such a successful, independent woman, my question is, do you wish you were still this successful as you are now, but not be such a public figure in the world? Meaning, do you wish you had this much success still, but be able to go out on the street like a normal person without having people to attack you, paparazzi, and so forth?
Kevin, I really like your question. It's a very special question because I'm not going to lie. There have been moments where I've thought, dang, I wish I can have this impact on the world and still be able to enjoy my privacy. But then I think I know what my mission is on this earth. So I don't like to complain because God has been so good to me and he's given me so much. And I feel like I do have moments and I'm able to have moments of privacy. I don't ever really get bothered when people come up to me and ask me for pictures and things like that, unless they're rude, obviously, but I don't really get bothered because I see it as, you know what, these people love me or like me or care about me unconditionally, and they help put food on my table. So I see it more of like, hey, yes, I can take some time to take a picture with you. So I've learned to find that balance and to go to certain places where I can have my privacy and enjoy being Janae and like put Cheekies away for a little bit. So I've been very intentional and adamant about finding those private moments so that I can keep my sanity and continue doing what I do, because it's so much more than just singing on stage or writing books. Actually, it has a lot to do with writing books, because in order to help change the world, because I feel that that's one of my missions, to help inspire and empower, then I have to be able and willing to be transparent. And that's part of it. And like, there's a lot of good, there's some not so good things, and I've learned to understand that. So I really like your question, Kevin. I really appreciate that, because, you know, I think that we don't get asked that enough, I feel. But yeah, I'm happy, and I thank God more than anything. So thank you, Kevin. Okay, so our next question comes from an anonymous listener. Let's see.
Hey, Cheekies, how are you? I have a question. How do you motivate your partner of 15 years without sounding like you're nagging or complaining. I have tried everything possible, every different way. Help, please. Thank you.
Well, 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 my beautiful anonymous listener. Okay, I always say this to everyone because I think we should definitely speak what's on our mind and speak what's in our hearts, our feelings, express them. It's all about how we deliver our message. You can always tell and be honest with the person because some people say, oh, I don't sugarcoat shit. Like, this is who I am. Take it or leave it. Okay, cool. But I think you have the power and we have the power to get through to people and for it to stick if we speak with love. So I do think that if your man is lacking a little bit of motivation and you want him to be a little bit more ambitious and be more of a go-getter or whatever the case may be, I feel that you can definitely tell him in a loving way because that's going to resonate a lot more than if you're like talking crap. If you're like, you're lazy, you're blah, blah, blah. Like, that's not going to get through to him. It's going to piss him off. So I've learned to just say, hey, I have some feelings I'd like to express to you. I'm really lacking that connection with you because I'm this way, but you're not. And I understand we're two different people and I'm not trying to push you to be someone that you're not, but I would really love for you to be a little bit more motivated, to work out, you know, to work out with me because this is what I'm doing. You can't be asking him, girl, to do things that you're not willing to do. You got to lead by example. So if you're asking certain things, you got to first be like, okay, wait, am I like that? Or am I asking for something that I'm not willing to do or that I'm not already doing myself? So check that. But definitely tell him in a loving way. That's the best thing. That's the best advice I can give you guys is always be honest and be truthful. But it's all in how you deliver your message. I always like to think things through, pray about things before I speak so that I'm in a good place and I'm centered in my higher self so that I'm able to get through to the other person in the best way possible so that they can receive my message in the best way possible. So I hope that made sense and I hope it works out and I hope that he gets a little bit of fire under his ass, you know?
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama. And when reflecting on what matters most, I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes. Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
All right, so our next question comes from Irma. Let's see.
Hi, Chicky. Thank you for all the motivation you give on your podcast or even on Instagram. I actually saw you through your weight loss journey, and that motivated me. I love the way you look. You're skinny and everything, so that motivated me to lose weight. I actually lost 22 pounds by now, and I really like that you're very motivated and give a lot of support to us women. And my question is, how much water do you drink a day? How many ounces? I know you were talking about your skin routine and all that, but you said drink lots of water, but you didn't say like how many ounces of water do you drink? And also, I know when we drink lots of water, we have to go to the bathroom. Do you have a problem with that?
Girl, yes.
Or do you do any exercises for that? Thank you.
Oh, Irma, you're so cute. Thank you so much for your question. And thank you for telling me that I look skinny. I don't think I've ever been like, I've been hearing that a lot lately. And I just want to look like healthy, you know, but thank you. Thank you for telling me that I've lost weight. I feel very proud of myself as well. It hasn't been easy. And now that we're talking about all that, I'm gonna be real honest. You guys know I'm super 100. Like, I used to drink a lot more water before, and I am not proud of the amount of water that I'm drinking right now. And I am always one to tell you guys to stay hydrated. It's been very difficult for me lately. And I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure out, am I putting too much ice? Am I not putting enough ice in my water? Should I be drinking ice with water? It's like so many different things that I already know, but I want to make it easier on me to drink water, because we should be drinking half of our body weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds, half of that is 75. So we should be drinking at least 75 ounces of water. I carry around my Stanley cup, and I try my best to at least finish one entire one a day. I strive for two. I don't always do it. I haven't done it in a long time. But you guys, hydration is super important for so many different reasons. For, yes, obviously being hydrated, releasing toxins, the lymphatic system, the whole thing. It's just one of the best things that we can do for, obviously, weight loss and just all health in general. We are 75% made of water, you guys. So it's super important to stay hydrated. So you and I, Irma, are going to work on this together. We are going to drink more water, because I know it's not easy. But instead of asking for iced tea, because I love iced tea these days, I am asking for water, because I'm like, okay, I need to drink water before my food gets here. And I'm like replacing things, or like even before, you know, drinking my tea in the morning, I'm like, okay, I'm going to drink a whole glass of water before I drink my tea. And I used to do that. Like, last year was so good on it. This year has been a little bit more difficult for me. So, girl, this is a whole conversation we need to have. So thank you so much for asking, because I was like, Janae, get on it. Get your ass to it. So we're going to drink water together, okay? And I'm sure you're looking beautiful. Oh, and congratulations. You guys, everyone clap. Everyone in here. Woohoo! 25 pounds, girl. That's amazing. Oh, yes. Irma, before you go, or before I go to the next question, you did ask about peeing. Okay, yes. I am the type of person, there are people that I know can't take poops. Like, I know you didn't ask about poop, but I'm just saying, can't take poops like outside of their home. When nature calls, I don't care where I am, I will find a way to handle business. So since I know I'm like drinking water, I want to make sure that I have a restroom accessible, because yes, obviously you're cleansing and you want that, because you want these toxins to like be released from your body, you know? So yes, I don't necessarily have an issue or anything with that. When I was going through my whole polyps and everything, like I had a little situation, but Kegels, you know, the vagina exercises are great for helping that as well. I'm doing them right now. I'm holding. And then you release, and then you hold it, and then you release. All of that is very good for tightness, for peeing, all that good stuff. So look it up if you don't know what Kegels are, but they're our vaginal. We have muscles in our vagina, and you just got to squeeze them and hold it. And you can actually do this as you're peeing. It's a good way to start. It's like, you know, you're peeing and then you hold it. And then you stop it and then you release again. That's what a Kegel or Kegel is. And it's very good for also other things. You know what I mean? So do it while you're doing the hanky panky and they're going to love it. Our next question and our final question comes from Maggie.
I wanted to ask, why did you get rid of your makeup before this? I barely started using it and I loved it, loved it. I wish you would bring it back. Honestly, it's the best makeup ever.
Maggie, thank you. You're going to make my business partner, Judy, so happy right now because... Look, my whole passion is skincare. I love skincare. Of course, I love makeup. I wear it. I'm wearing it now. I am on stage. I'm doing interviews. I need makeup. We all like don't necessarily need it, but we love it, right? As women. I miss my makeup line. I'm not going to lie. And it was really good. You guys know that I like to give you guys quality products. It's super important to me. I just felt a little overwhelmed and I felt like my passion and my heart was in skincare and I wanted to just focus on that. And I felt pulled in so many different directions. And I'm not going to lie. You guys know I'm always so honest with you guys. I just feel like it's a very oversaturated industry and so many people like have their makeup lines. And I think that's great. I just said, you know what? Like my space is skincare and I could talk about skincare all day long. I didn't really see myself doing like makeup tutorials. It's just not really me. So I was like, you know what? Let me leave that to other people. And I can sell you and talk about skincare all day. I've been using it since I was 16 years old. So it's a huge passion of mine. So I just wanted to focus on that more than anything. And, you know, I am proud to say that my mom and I were like the pioneers in that. Like we were one of the first ones that came out with their makeup lines. And I love to see so many women thriving and doing their thing with makeup. It just wasn't necessarily like a huge passion. I love makeup, trust me, but not as much as I love skincare. I guess that's why I was like, you know what? I'm going to focus on this. You never know. I mean, it's something that I can like tap into later, maybe like an organic line of makeup. Imagine that. Like that would be so awesome. All organic ingredients, super vegan, natural. You never know. I mean, I'm always coming out with something. But I'm so glad, Maggie, to know that you love my makeup. It makes me feel so happy. So that's our last question, you guys. And I always have so much fun on Dear Cheekies. You guys always just make me forget about everything that's going on in the world. And I just zone in on you and your questions. So I thank you guys so much for taking the time to leave me a question and watching and listening to Dear Cheekies and Cheekies and Chill. I can't express how grateful I am for each and every single one of you. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And I'll catch you on the next episode of Dear Cheekies, okay? Love you guys.
This is a production of iHeartRadio and My Cultura Podcast Network. Follow us on Instagram at My Cultura Podcasts and follow me, Cheekies, that's C-H-I-Q-U-I-S. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card...
Right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita prevnar20enespañol.com.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.